Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Looney's absence all of a sudden is a lot bigger than I think people gave it credit for. The defense wasn't there. When they did turn it up there at the end of the first half, you saw what a difference that made, where all of a sudden, and this is the frustrating thing about betting on Golden State all year. Like, when they want to play defense, even the bench guys, when they played defense there for the final 6 minutes of the second, it was a different team. It was watching a totally different team, which is what allowed them to keep it, or allowed Steph Curry to keep it as close as possible. But they never maintained that intensity there, which drives, and reading all the comments, it drives Golden State Warrior fans bonkers, because you can see what they can do, and then for very long stretches, they just disappear. And doesn't matter that you can't drop 47 like Steph Curry. You can certainly have made it a little bit more difficult for Toronto to score. And anybody who had the under, which, by the way, was bet down to 211 at tip-off, yeah, I feel for you. I mean, you knew the over was going to hit after they're scoring 30-some-odd, but there was no defense played in the first whatsoever. So, frustrating night for Golden State Warrior fans, but the minute that Klay Thompson was ruled out, minutes before the start, what did people really expect to happen last night there, Dan? I mean, were Golden State Warrior fans really going, wow, we've got a chance here? Because I had posted last night, this is what happens when there's a difference.
That video was crazy, by the way. That
right.
Video was crazy.
But there's a difference between supporting a team and betting on a team, right?
Yes.
And those aren't mutually exclusive to one another.
Correct.
Like, you can support a team, but you can fade that team and to the benefit of your pocketbook and to the benefit of your bankroll, because anybody who was a Golden State Warrior fan, you didn't make money on that game last night. You got nobody to blame but yourself.
Listen, if you're a Golden State Warriors fan, and by the way, I am. I'm cheering for them in the series, both in heart, mind, and soul, and with my wallet with a series bet, you know. But if you're backing them, you know what you should have done last night? Bet Toronto plus 5, 5.5, and then hope Golden State wins by 2. You know, that's what you should have done last night. But I got to tell you, Joe, we gave it out yesterday, okay? We were talking about the number of assists Golden State needed. You said the magic number was 30. They wound up with 25. And it plays out, right? Because it was Steph Curry, you know, trying to put it all on his shoulders. There were less assists there. That was a key number you talked about. A key number I talked about was Toronto's field goal percentage, because, as you mentioned, the idea of them having open shots, but sometimes that team just struggles to make shots, and they go in the toilet for stretches, and that would be dangerous. Joe, they shot 52% from the field yesterday, you know, so it was there. And then here's the thing for me, the way I viewed it, and it was interesting that you mentioned LeBron James in last year kind of trying to do it all, and we saw what Steph Curry was doing with his 47-point effort. By the way, when you heard Klay Thompson was ruled out, if you could still get the prop bet of Steph Curry over points, you should have run to the window, to the computer, to the phone, whatever it was, and bet that over on Steph Curry, because you knew it was going to come from him and nobody else, and he delivered with 47 points. But the way I saw it, honestly, Joe, all playoffs long, We have been talking about the Toronto Raptors, Joe, as like Kawhi Leonard and who else would support him? Who would be the Robin, right? And ironically, last night, that just completely flipped. It was like for Golden State, who would support Steph Curry, right? And the answer was no one. Who would emerge, right? And then for Toronto, when I look at this box score, Joe, honestly, okay, Kawhi has his normal great game, right? 37-6, but Siakam has 18. Kyle Lowry, 5 3-pointers and clutch. He's in a zone. He knows what's on the line here, Kyle Lowry. Hitting threes, unfazed by fans pushing him, you know, every single time. Danny Green hitting 6 threes, you know, Van Fleet hitting threes. The supporting cast was there. There was a point, I think, the third quarter where they were going back and forth at each other, and they were making shots. It was exciting. But to me, it was the fact that the Raptors had a lot of other guys ready to step up. That was a team effort, and instead the Warriors was a one-man act. We call Kawhi the one-man show for Toronto. Last night it was Steph Curry as the one-man show and a full-on team effort by the Toronto Raptors. And we've got a series. It's interesting. Right now, Joe, the Toronto Raptors are the favorites to win the NBA Finals.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dan Martinez, Joe Ranieri, as we make it rain for you. We'll dive in to what is next here for the Golden State Warriors-Toronto Raptors series. Got a little bit of a flip going on here now. The lines are out for game four tomorrow. And there are some people that absolutely think the Golden State Warriors are in trouble, depending on the health moving forward. But I will say this, and I will caution, because it didn't take more than, well, hell, even at halftime yesterday. And you would think fans would learn their lessons not to get too high, not to get too low after one game. But there's something very unique about Toronto Raptor fans. They don't want to hear it. I don't know if it's the Drake effect. I don't know what it is. But it is only three games into the series. And I would caution, much like I did after game one, don't be going and betting the farm and doubling down, tripling down. Do not think because you beat a JV team last night with one varsity player that somehow or another that means that you guys are going to just sail in five or six games here. The amount of, and I don't want to say it's trash talking. It's the amount of ridiculous recency bias going on right now is absurd. And the same thing happened after game one. When they won game one, it was the series was over. Then they lost game two, and it was like crickets. Didn't hear anything. And then it was even worse. Then it was, oh, we're dead. Like, we're dead. We're never going to win this series. Now we're all. And now that they won game three, like, the peaks and valleys with Toronto Raptor fans are mind-blowing to me, Dane. I'm not sure if it's just them, if it's the Drake thing. Well, my word, guys.
Maybe
find
it's
some
the
middle
sports
ground.
Rage effect. Maybe it's the
Holy
sports rage effect. Damn. That's what I'm going to go with.
Middle.
Game's
going to
be very excited this morning.
You guys are exhausting. You really are exhausted. We'll dive into the numbers here. Coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, here we go, guys. Game three in the books. NBA Finals, Toronto takes care of business, does what they need to do. Now up 2-1, getting ready for game four, going to be tomorrow at the Oracle. And we wait and we wait and we wait to get an update on the health of not only Klay Thompson, but Kevin Durant as the waiting continues. And really, it just becomes part of the landscape in the NBA where just about 5 minutes before tip-offs, the entire betting markets get thrown on its head last night because it was announced that Klay Thompson was not playing. And what was a 4.5 spread, 4.5 point spread there for the plus 4.5 there for Toronto quickly became a 2.5-2 at some books there as they scrambled for the final 5 minutes to adjust as the amount of money. People seemed to, I think they were waiting either by the window or with the send button, waiting for that announcement. And what's even more frustrating and aggravating, and again, I will caution people on social media, all right, especially the gambling Twitter people, understand your sources, okay? I can't tell you the amount of people yesterday that posted beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was already reported Klay Thompson's playing. Klay Thompson's playing. Klay Thompson's playing. Klay Thompson's playing. And our good friend here, it was so funny, Ralph Michaels of Wager Talk, our good friend here on the show.
Yeah, on the show.
He had posted a stat about without Kevin Durant and without Klay Thompson, there had been 8 games played under this group where Klay and Kevin didn't play together, only Steph Curry did. And the numbers were staggering. I mean, against the spread, they were like 1-6-1. I mean, it wasn't good without those two and just Steph. And the amount of people, and this was at about noon yesterday there, Dane, and the amount of people jumping on going, well, this is ridiculous. You know, Steph, he's playing. You know, Klay's playing. What are you talking about? Klay's playing. So, of course, our good friend, Kelly in Vegas there, Kelly Stewart's like, where are you getting this? Like, who reported that he's playing?
Right.
Because
can you send the link,
as far
please?
As we knew, it was game time decision, right? It was going to be, we were going to figure it out. So the answer was, well, he's got to play. I mean, look at the market. Look at the number. Do you think Vegas would set the number?
That's the source? So, the moving line is the source?
Who I reported. And it was time and time again, I've seen this, and I'm going, there are people going to be made, and this is the sad part about this, but there are people going to be making sports investing decisions off of jerk-offs like that who are posting things on social media. And you know what? I don't blame them because, obviously, that's a Golden State Warrior fan, right? Otherwise, why would you be so – that's not somebody with no horse in the race, right? That's somebody who's getting defended. Oh, yes, he's absolutely playing. Okay, again, that's the problem. There's a difference between supporting a team and betting on a team. And if you can't figure out where that line is drawn, you probably shouldn't be betting, much less taking any sort of advice from people like that. And it was quite clear yesterday who the Warrior fans were and how a matter of fact they were about Klay Thompson's availability to play and how it was automatically going to play. It was reported. No, and this was the other great one I loved too, Dave. Knowing Steve Kerr.
Oh, really? Because really, what? You go to the bar with him once a week? What?
This was the other quote that I kept getting. Knowing Steve Kerr, or the market says, or, you know, Vegas says, okay.
I'll say that's okay. The market says is legitimate, right? Because you're not saying, like, you have a source or anything like that. You can say, this is what it looks like the markets are telling you. That, I think, is okay. We say that all the time with, you know, 45%
of the chance. Okay, early, but that's okay early on. When the market opened up at 6.5 and we're already down to 4, right? Yeah, the market did tell you. It ain't telling you that he's playing. The market's already telling you exactly. And by the way, at that point, the market is simply telling you, our job is to make sure we're 50-50 on both sides. So unless you have an understanding of what percentage of that
what
is Joe Public,
is saying, what that actually means in English.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, those were the kinds of things that your market is got to be careful of, guys. You've got to be careful of what you read. Just because, and I know it's cliche, just because it's on Twitter or just because it's on social media doesn't mean it's true. Understand the sources and do a little homework for yourself. Don't go out there and strictly, you know, blindly go, oh, Klay Thompson's got to be playing. Let me go place this bet. Because 3 minutes, 5 minutes before tip-off, when Klay topped the, all of a sudden, the adjusting period, everything went crazy. The total went down to 211. The closing line was down to 2. Everything, the money line changed. Everything changed. But if you were under the assumption that he was playing, you were on the wrong side of the bet there yesterday because you didn't do your homework. And that's all I'm saying. Be careful. That's all I'm saying.
What did the Curry points prop bet close at? Do you know? Because it was probably at, what, like 31.5 or something like that?
It closed at 32.5.
It went up 32. 1 point? All right.
Yes. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we all knew it was going to be Stephen, you know, and, you know, and the bunch of little cousins at the kids' table kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that would have been where I went.
And by the way, I mean, we should point out, too, I mean, I know, Dane and I were both on the Draymond double-double. That didn't happen yesterday. So that was, that hurt a little bit, but we're able to make up for it because of we were on the money line and we were also on the, you know, give us the, we bet it early on in the week at 6.5 with Toronto. So that. That was a much better, you know, that was a little easier to swallow there. But Draymond came a little bit short as most, and he didn't play well either. Let's not give him a free pass here. Outside of Steph Curry, guys that were supposed
Draymond
to play
MVP
well.
Votes looking right now.
Exactly.
Now. By the way, I checked that. He went all the way up to like plus 3,000.
He did already. Yeah, it was not a good game for him. It was not a good game.
By the way, Joe, the new favorite to win the finals MVP is Kawhi Leonard.
Well, it should, because they're up 2-1. So, you know, but again, that's going to fluctuate like everything else. Depending game to game, that's going to fluctuate. The concept remains the same, though, guys. Who do you think is going to win should be who it is that you are backing for the MVP, because, you know, we know that in all likelihood, not because there's some sort of unwritten rule, but simply because the MVP usually goes to somebody on the winning team, not because it's written in any sort of rules, but
simply because we know that to be a history tells us that's usually what happens. And Kawhi right now, who, by the way, led, I think, 30 points for Toronto. But again, it was a very soft 30 points there. To me, Danny Green and Kyle Lowry, those were the guys, even Siakam, he was only plus six, I believe, with that 30 points there yesterday. That being that being Kawhi. Green. Yeah.
Really,
Siakam was plus 22, by the way. Yeah. So keep that in mind. He was plus 22 yesterday, and Kawhi was only plus six, and he had 30, and Siakam only had 17. But, you know, not all points are created the same, right? So there was a big difference watching that game and Kyle them Lowry hitting their shots. Kyle Lowry's got to stop fouling like an idiot, though. Kyle Lowry's got to stop fouling like an idiot because it cost him in game two, and it could very easily, some of those fouls he was taking last night, and it was also quite apparent early on, the refs decided they wanted to play a major part in that game last night. I've never seen so many whistles in the first 5 minutes of an NBA Finals game. Like, really? Like, and we're struggling to find where's the foul? Like, what are you calling? Like, so they obviously wanted to play a part there, but Kyle Lowry is making some really ridiculous decisions. I watched him take three fouls there, you know, in the second quarter. Going, what are you doing? You got three fouls here. You got a whole half to play. Like, stop being. Don't be that guy. Like, stop doing it,
just
man.
Playing like I got to be aggressive and on both sides of the floor.
Stop that. You're going to cost yourself, especially with these refs. I don't trust them at all. All right, we'll dive into some of these numbers for Game Four, some props, some series. We'll give you plays. We'll see if we can't make it rain moving forward here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Look, the Yankees Blue Jays parlay was plus 105. All right, I was going to play that outright. Loser. All right, loser. So now 105.
What you mean? Texas Yankees? Rays, right?
Yep. So that was plus 105. They both lose. All right, so yes. That parlay's done. I would have lost the Texas Rangers at minus 140, but I would have hit the Dodgers and Astros at plus 130. If I had money, I would have hammered that Dodgers and Astros.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBets also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
All right, we got some Major League Baseball news we'll touch base on. Plus, I have a Florida man story here. You're going to love this, Dane. And it actually, believe it or not, is going to hit home to you. Yes, going to hit home to you because it hit home to me. And it just goes to show you, I think, that I'm not really optimistic anymore about the future of this one particular team. But we'll go ahead and talk about that. In the meantime, want to dive into, of course, we tell you each and every day the night before. It's a lot of fun. There are some people that are jumping up and down and celebrating, Dane, because like anybody that had the Toronto Raptors last night, money line, getting right. those points. And then, of course, there are those that laid it on Golden State last night. And then there's those in between who have those hashtag torn tickets. Is that correct, Bavona?
It's tearing up my
tickets.
Torn tickets.
That is correct. We will start with, how about Sean Livingston last night, who his over-under for points was 5.5, which looked really good since he started and had 4 points in the second quarter alone. What did he end up finishing with?
4 points.
4 points, yes. The Los Angeles Dodgers, those of you that went chalk against against those Arizona Diamondbacks because they had won 7 in a row, laying the 180. Well, you were excited because laying that 180, you were up 2-1 in the eighth, ended up losing 3-2 in extra innings to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ouch. And the Padres as well. Those of you that had Padres there on the money line, well, you were excited because you were leading 5-2 in the seventh. You lost 7-5, though, when it was all said and done.
Hashtag
and
torn
Braves. Ticket. Love the Braves. The under 9.5 at Pittsburgh last night. It was 7-1 in the ninth inning, right? That looks great right up until the point it was 7-4 is your final score there. How about
meaningful
those white
three Sox? Runs for the Braves in the ninth?
Yes,
meaningful
very
three
important,
runs for the
very
Braves.
Important three runs. White Sox, those of you who took the run line at -115, well, you were getting 1.5 right on the one line, so you had to feel good about that right up until the point that Trey Turner hit a two-run walk-off home run and you lost 6-4. In the
solo
ninth.
Home that run would have been great.
Yeah,
solo home run would have done the trick.
Yeah, solo would have been great. And then let us not forget, of course, about the Oakland A's last night. What a game this was against the Angels. The A's first five, if you would have taken the A's in that first five there, you were looking like, hey, 7-1 in the fourth inning. 7-1 in the fourth inning. Yeah, by the time the fifth inning was over, you guys were trailing 8-7. Yes, how's that treating you?
Hashtag torn ticket.
Yes, hashtag torn tickets for those of you that were all over there. Now, I will say this, it wasn't absolutely terrible for everybody. There were some people, of course, that that might have cashed, including, let's face it, the Red Sox. Those of you that laid big cash there.
Sale is back.
Yeah, it was Sale is back. This one went crazy. The Red Sox went from -215 yesterday to open up to -265, guys. You wanted how much money came in on Sale there yesterday? It didn't matter. They won 8-0. We mentioned the Nationals with that late inning walk-off home run, Trey Turner. They were -175. They got bet all the way down to -190, but they won 6-4. The Rays. People were very confused as to what to do with the Rays after Blake Snell got smoked the night before there. They were taking on Detroit. Didn't make a difference. Detroit went back to being Detroit from -170 to -195. All good, though. You guys ended up cashing 4-0. And how about the Mets? Don't look now. The amazing Mets. If they could only play San Francisco every day, -125 to to minus 150. They won 7-0 with the wind blowing out, by the way, in Shea last night with about 20 miles an hour. A lot of people were hammering the over in that game was 8, 8.5. And it just missed. So sorry about that, guys. And then, of course,
Canoe got banged up also in that game.
Yes, and don't forget the Raptors, guys. That was the biggie last night. Plus 6.5 during the week, and then closed at 2.5, 123-109. That is how you guys cashed, and that is your wrap up from yesterday. Both those that are celebrating and those that are hashtag tearing tickets up here this morning. And baseball will do that to you, Dane. I mean, those. Let's face it. You got first five in the A's. It's 7-1, babe, in the fourth.
Right.
You just want to jump off a building at that particular
point.
You're
already using that money to make your next bet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point. And the other one, the Nationals one, it's so crazy. Because, listen, remember, they're the home team, right? In Major League Baseball. You think, like, the only way they're going to win is in walk-off fashion, a one-run win. Like, you're thinking that's really the only way it can go down until they hit the home run with men on and the walk-off is really, like, is really the only way it could be done. I also just real quick want to remind people, Joe, if you have a hashtag torn ticket and you want to show it to us and prove it to us, hit us up on Twitter, at Spittin' Speeds, at Joe Ranieri. You know, we'll try to soften the blow for you. I think we still got to send out a Bavona. We got our guy Rich from Twitter. We have his address. We got to still send him out one of the T-shirts we got there in the pit of misery because he had the torn tickets, Joe. I believe it was all the way back from March Madness. We got to make good on that torn ticket for our boy Rich. So let's make sure we can do that. Let's get an intern on that or something. I got the email, his address. But for anybody, if you had one of these torn tickets, right, Joe? You know, the first five for Oakland, the Nationals -1.5 tonight. If you have what you think is an especially bad hashtag torn ticket, hit us up on Twitter. Use the hashtag torn ticket. Tag us at Spittin' Speeds, at Joe Ranieri. And if it is especially gruesome and it passes our smell test, Joe, we'll soften the blow, give him a shirt or something like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do the best we can. The good news is that, don't worry about it, guys. We'll help you make it rain. It comes back. What goes around comes around there. That's how it generally works. Also, don't forget, there was obviously those of you, it goes without saying, that were backing the Warriors. We apologize there. Those of you that took the under and thought you were on top of it since it went from 213.5 to 211, and you were like, yes! Yeah, that didn't work out all that well. And the Brewers, I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up. The Brewers, again last night, brought up a dude that hasn't pitched, and this is the other amazing thing about baseball. And sometimes we always look for those anomalies, right? We always look for that. We say value, but we always look in a 162-game season, Dane, at the schedule, at the card, and we go, you take that highlighter and you go, what in the hell is this? Now, it was bad enough the Marlins put up 16 runs on the Brewers the day before.
Last night, yeah.
But a lot of what I had seen TNA-wise on social media yesterday was about what happens to a team that is over $2 favorite and gets blown out the night before. What happens to them the following game? And the numbers are stacked. Oh, ridiculous. Almost to an 850 winning percentage. I mean, it's crazy. They have been monstrous on the next game. But the problem was the next game, they ended up calling a dude up who hasn't pitched since 2017.
Oh, Jimmy Nelson.
And that was going to be your Milwaukee Brewers starter going up against the Marlins. And it was at 260, minus 260. And I know a lot of sharps that were going, what? Like, huh? Yeah. So those of you that backed and took the Marlins again for back-to-back games, congratulations. Marlins win 8-3 last night, and the Brewers all of a sudden are looking up at the Chicago Cubs and trying to figure out where it went all wrong and where it went wrong. And one of the teams that have been extremely profitable over the last month, Dane, we talk about it all the time, do not discount the Marlins, because they suck. Yes, they suck on a large scale. They suck. But you know what? Back-to-back wins at this kind of price here in the same week, that is pure profit, brother. That is how you make a lot of money betting baseball, is looking for these spots with teams like the Marlins. Because we do know, right? Baseball's a little streaky, isn't it?
Yeah, and absolutely. And listen, the worst team in the majors this year, whoever that is, they are going to win 50, 55, 60 games. It's just going to happen, okay?
Yep.
And those wins will probably be at, like, plus 220, okay? And that's the thing. Joe mentioned it yesterday. You got to have the stones, the testicular fortitude, people, to go ahead and, like you said, and find the right spots, whether it's the, you know, the getaway days where the other team or whether it's, you know, when those teams have the Caleb Smiths on the mound to kind of neutralize that normal discrepancy. When they're hot and you got hot streaks going on, those sorts of things, you got to be able to circle the times on the card, take your shots, and understand, Joe, that, you know, we talk about 55, 56%, but if you're betting plus 200 all the time, you only got to hit it 35% to wind up being profitable.
Correct. That's right. Everything. It kind of, you're not wired to think that. Right. In every other sport you go with, you're like, oh, no. Like, what are you talking about? I can't take a plus three. What? Plus 270. No, they're never going
to
win.
All you got to do is hit it one out of three times and you're good to go.
There you go. All right. Let's get to our Florida man story. Here we go,
yes.
Dana. You ready? Florida man.
Probably not.
Florida man. Hollywood, Florida is the location, as Hollywood police say a Florida man decided that he was just going to wake up one day and go to the gym and work out, right? Why not?
Okay.
Well, the problem was when that Florida man returned, not one but two of his girlfriends, apparently that he left in the apartment, ended up taking, his jewelry, pretty much all his jewelry, including watches and gold necklaces and diamonds, and to the tune of $520,000, ransacked the poor guy's apartment, took off with it. Police are now looking for these.
He left the girls in the, how, he left
girlfriend.
Them in the apartment?
Left them in the apartment, quote unquote, girlfriends. That Florida man, Le'Veon Bell, ladies and gentlemen, the New York Jets running back. Yes. I can't.
Oh,
we'll get into it on the way back, but it just keeps getting better for the Jets, guys. Talk about it. Florida man. Thanks, Le'Veon.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is to take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
All right, so who wants two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If you do, head over to pointsbet.com/grid, open up a PointsBet sports wagering account, enter the promo code GRID, and get yourself two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. And in addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet by. So, for example, let's say you take the Rams laying 3 and they end up covering by 7. Well, you know what? You're going to get 7 times your stake. It's pointsbet.com/grid. The promo code GRID. Get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. And want to welcome you in here on this Thursday as we try to put it all together, piece it all together. Game 3 NBA Finals was last night. Of course, the B team taking center stage at the Oracle for the Golden State Warriors was no match for the varsity team there and the Toronto Raptors. They win. Game, small turnaround here, guys. Game 4 is tomorrow. And kind of, you know, here we are back in a situation, backs up against the wall for the Golden State Warriors. But I did want to get your thoughts here on Le'Veon Bell, who, if you just joined us and missed it, Le'Veon back on May 25th, a couple of weeks ago here in Florida, South Florida in Hollywood. I guess he was entertaining a couple of girlfriends, and he went to the gym, which is to be expected, right? Getting ready. Obviously, you're not at the the optional or the, you know, the non-mandatory OTAs. So you go to the gym, he comes back, and apparently his two quote-unquote girlfriends ended up taking two gold chains with diamonds, a Black Panther pendant, a black and white diamond, as well as a Rolex watch. The combined value, $520,000 worth of jewelry is what these two quote-unquote girlfriends ended up robbing him of, and there is no word. Police are still investigating. Mind you, this happened on May 25th. It is now June 6th. Yeah. If these were girlfriends, Dane, don't you think they would have already been able to, I don't know, locate them? Really? What do you think?
You would think so. I mean, you know, Le'Veon Bell needs to learn up from our guy Lou Williams, Joe, who knows how to play the girlfriends thing the right way, I guess. But So clearly they were not. Clearly, they were not girlfriends. And I, you know, I mean,
just another distraction series of distractions.
I got to tell you, Joe, yes. But unfortunately, I can report that a friend of mine got took like this in a similar way.
Inglorious
Sin City, Vegas.
Oh, no.
Decided to engage with a professional, shall we say?
Oh, okay.
And woke up the next morning. The professional was no longer there.
Oh.
And neither was some things of value.
Oh,
in
no.
The hotel room. I'll say that. Oh. So this is a con that has been around for a long time, Joe. And so, you know, if you're going to live that life, you have to understand that that element is out there. And you need to protect yourself from it. Also, there was a cornerback. I went to Syracuse. There was a guy, a cornerback for Syracuse, Will Allen, who then played for the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. I believe he was also befelled by this same kind of story or narrative. It brings the term gold digger to a whole new level.
whole new level. And if you're Le'Veon Bell, you just what? You sign a 4-year, $52.5 million deal. You get $35 million guaranteed. And as a professional athlete, I can tell you that proximity to South Beach, not going to be that hard to find real girlfriends if you wanted them.
Yeah, really.
So I'm just saying I am blown away that this story has now leaked out here. Happened on May 25th.
He needs to give Lou Williams a call. He needs to give Lou Williams a call to figure out how to really run the multiple girlfriends thing. You're absolutely right. And I know. And Joe, honestly, I was going to say something earlier this week when the Jets opened training camp. There was, Le'Veon Bell was on the mic for the first time. And I got to tell you something. I was buying what he was selling. He was excited. He was like, listen, I'm so excited to have the sweat in my helmet again, just to be out there with the guys. And he was talking about how, like, other people on the Jets were, like, looking at him for leadership. And he was, like, he was saying the right things, Joe. He really was. And so, to hear this,
It joins me crazy, man. It drives me crazy that this is supposed to be our,
right?
Our prize offseason acquisition for the New York Jets. And already... The tone that you have set here is one that, you're walking to your own beat here. You're your own guy. Don't need to be with the team. But obviously now that you're with the team, everything is supposed to be hunky-dory. And then, of course, we find that you get ripped off by a couple of con women down over here that they still can't locate a couple of weeks.
And these
like
women,
none of this decision-making makes me feel good about Le'Veon Bell. Like, yeah. None of it.
Fair. And these women will absolutely know when that house is empty again. It's called mandatory. Well, the next time there's a mandatory mini camp, these women will know. So I hope Le'Veon goes invest in like the Ring doorbell or some kind of other security because, people know your schedule, Le'Veon. They'll know when you're home. They'll know when you're not.
Very just a little disheartening there if you're a Jets fan going, really, Le'Veon, like your decision-making this point has been anything but spectacular. But we'll see what happens. You score a touchdown, we will all forget, although I don't know that I
will care about this. This is just bad for him. Like, you produce. It's all good, Lev.
Yeah. Although I don't know that I'll ever let him forget this, because this is just rich here, especially being as close to South Beach as you are there, my friend. Ridiculous.
Also, freaking sand to the beach, right, Joe?
Yeah, exactly. Also, last night, outside of the beatdown that the Warriors got, not Steph Curry, who was the only one who really played there for the Warriors, but the victory by the Raptors. One of the storylines that you're going to read about and hear about today, we mentioned early on how the fans kind of weren't. It was interesting. We haven't had a game in the Oracle in almost a month, and they just did not seem into it at all in that game yesterday. It just did not feel like what it should have felt like for an Oracle game, especially since they haven't been there in a while. But keep in mind, too, the persona of this fan base here, it's very tech world. It's very sushi eating, not what you got at Jurassic Park or what you've gotten in Toronto, but a totally different vibe. And it felt that way. It felt like there were a bunch of people in that arena who really weren't big basketball fans, but it was something to do, and they've got more money than they know what to do with. And they went there and watched a game that they really could care less about, which is kind of what it felt like. And that was right up until the point where Kyle Lowry dove for a ball into the stands last night. And it didn't work out well for one fan who decided that he was going to push Kyle there, as you guys see there on the right. He look at him. But he pushes him, and people went absolutely ballistic about that during the game and after the game. And even today, especially Toronto Raptor fans are going, like, keep it classy here, like, people in Oakland. Like, what the hell are you doing? Now, obviously,
listen, if we're worried about Drake touching players and coaches, right, we got to be worried about other fans. Like, it's not allowed.
Right. It shouldn't be allowed either. Now, the problem is I don't know that there was any sort of ramifications on this. He got pushed by a courtside fan. Now, listen, to be fair, you just ran over to guy who looks like his wife or his girlfriend or whatever it may be. You just, he did get ejected. Okay, so he did get ejected. But, it was funny. Mark Jackson made the comment that, hey, that dude's from the suburbs, man. He's from the burbs there. And he's probably right. But he also had to have paid somewhere around 25K for those seats which is amazing to me. And he ended up getting, but again, you don't, and this is the other problem that you've got when you have a situation like this. The guy pays 20 grand for his seat, and the idea, I have the right to sit there and, you know, push a guy that runs over my my $25,000 seat because I paid for it. Yep. And I'm glad they threw him out, and I'm sure we're going to get a backstory on this guy. But say what you want about Drake, say what you want about, you know, the fans in Toronto, but I don't recall any of them taking a shot at any Golden State Warriors player. So it's just amazing to me. That's what you got from the fans. I think that exemplifies what you got from the fans there last night. Not a whole lot of support, kind of a whole lot of, hey, get away from me. What are you doing? And it felt like that way from the tip off, man. It really, really did.
It did. You know, it's almost as like, that's why I talked about the difference between talent and effort. It's almost as though everyone, fans, players, everyone felt that like, because there was a talent difference than usual, that it was okay to almost like mentally check out. I'm talking about the fans here, right? Like, right. Oh, we were going to give this one away anyway. We're not going to win it anyway. You know, there's no Clay. There's no KD. This is a throwaway. But that's like, you can't have that mentality, you know, and the Raptors definitely took advantage. I will say this, Joe, when talking about the fans, I have to admit something to the Make It Rain audience, to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network audience. Joe, I have been removed from Fenway Park in my life. I got online at like 6 o'clock in the morning to try and get tickets for a Yankees Red Sox series game.
Right.
Got tickets, waited. I didn't spend $20,000, right? But I did wait a long ass time to get these tickets. And I was rocking like, you know, a Boston Sucks shirt. Me and a couple of other Yankees fans were starting 1918 chants, things of that nature. And Joe, the Red Sox have a mascot. His name is Wally, the Green Monster.
Yes.
There was like a beach ball going around, right? And it kind of got to me. So what did I do? Instead of keeping the beach ball going, I grabbed it, I popped it, and I started a Boston Sucks chant in the bleachers.
Nice.
In Fenway Park. People didn't like that. Wally, the Green Monster, kind of used then me as fodder to amp up the entire crowd, you know, because he was like, I was kind of in like the front row of the little bleacher section, you know? And
right.
He decided to kind of use me as his whipping boy, shall we say.
Oh, after nice.
After I inflated the beach ball and started a Boston Sucks chant.
Oh,
and
no.
So, Joe, in my younger days, I may have turned around and punched the mascot right in his head.
Oh, no.
I don't know. And at Fenway Park, did not care that I was up for the weekend and waited online for hours to get this ticket to the Yankees Red Sox. And I was I did not see that game from inside Fenway Park, Joe. So it's happened. That is my
story. So you think the adrenaline and the moment sometimes gets bigger.
This can happen right. From time to time when people get excited, right? It is not okay. Everybody, it is not okay. It was not right of me to punch the mascot of the Boston Red Sox. It was not right of me, but I did it anyway. And so maybe, you know, it's not right of Drake to massage people, but he does it anyway when the adrenaline gets going and he gets hyped up. But the crowd should have had a little bit more adrenaline to support their team last night, especially because it was the JV roster, like you said, and what Jeff Van Gundy said was a roster and a lineup that could not make the playoffs in the Western Conference last night.
The thing that annoys me about this is that the guy that actually threw the punt wasn't sitting anywhere close to the dudes who actually got mauled. I mean, he's all the way to the right. When you look at it, the woman got crushed. Like, he's already like three seats over, and then he goes in there and gets and does it.
Yeah. So, oh, this is my chance.
Yeah, like he's look at him. Like, it's like, dude, you're not even close to getting crushed here. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You gotta love fans, man. But kudos to the women who took it and you know, got mauled there and kept fighting another day. So stay classy, Oakland, with your sushi. Jeez. Right. Dive into the numbers next.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
At the window.
Over under 24.5 touchdown passes for Matthew Stafford this year.
He has a big arm. He's thrown for 5,000 yards before. He throws for a lot of yards every year, really, except for last year. He was a bust. But now you got this tight end involved. I think that's going to help his touchdown progression. Yep. You got Kenny Galladay, who's turning into an elite wide receiver. I think this offense is better than it used to be. I think that Stafford could easily get himself to 27, 28 touchdowns. He's done it before.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream.
Yeah, fans are just, they're fans. That's what they are, but kind of no excuse to put your hands on a player like that, like what we witnessed there.
Mascots are okay, though, Joe.
Mascots are fine. Yeah, I mean, that. Listen, you're part of the, you know, you're fair game. Both mascots, by the way, any mascot is fair game. But fans, like, you can't just because you spent $20,000 and a man knocked over your sushi bowl. There is really no, especially if you're sitting in front like this guy is, spending 20 grand on tickets there. Like, if you're in the front row, like courtside, you've got to know there is a good chance that you are probably going to get run over at some point, especially at that end. But I don't think there's any reason in the world for you to have reached over three seats to have gotten involved when you weren't the one that got crushed. The women, and there was a dude laying on the floor there that got hammered even better. You know what I mean? And he didn't do anything there. This guy had to come over.
The left side is more.
Yeah. Like, why are you pushing him, dude? Like, what is your deal? That doesn't make any damn sense there. You know? I mean, it was the women that got crushed. It was not the dude in the blue shirt. It was the women that, I mean, look at this poor woman in the yellow gets hammered.
Lowry. The guy in the left. People to the left of Lowry that get hit.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
whatever comes from the right of Lowry. Yeah.
Yeah, like, what are you doing, dude? Like, what are you pushing him for? Like, that doesn't make any sense. There were three guys on there, but I'm glad he ended up getting tossed. And this is the other problem. It's probably a guy that first game he's ever been to. Probably never hanging out there. You know what I mean? Not a guy that probably is a season ticket holder. He's probably like, hey, sweetheart, you want to go? It's 20 grand. Let's go. We can go to, okay, great. And, there lies the problem with these playoffs and the ability for people, the actual fans that support the team for 82 games a year, they just can't afford to go. Although in this area, guys, make no mistake about it, there everybody can probably afford to go to these games. But it's a very, should I say, interesting fan base, to say the least. And we've heard this from a number of people where it's more of a, hey, it's the place to be more than it is, I'm a diehard Golden
State
Warrior.
Like Madison Square Garden used to be, you know, people used to go to D.C., but it's not New York or L.A. This is that Bay Area. This is that tech money. This is that Silicon Valley.
A lot of tech money.
A lot of tech money.
All right, the numbers are out. What does it mean from a Vegas perspective? We'll talk about the Game 4 injury report and numbers next.